Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Somehow, if they hadn't offered football as a sport, I get the impression Pete Najarian would have found a rugby team to play on somewhere.
Oh, yes.
In his past, if that would have been, if he wouldn't have had football as an opportunity. Michael Clements is the president of a rugby team that people are maybe becoming somewhat familiar with, and he joins us now. Michael, thank you for joining. Is there an over 50 league that Pete could join?
Hey, Pete, Mike, thank you very much for having me on. I totally appreciate this. And Mike, thanks for having us on again. So, yes, there is an over 50 league, but I think that given the shape that he's in, he's as fit as a butcher's dog. So I think he should die. Come on out. We'll sign him up.
All right. I'm holding you to that, Pete.
Let me tell you something. I am not fit as a butcher's dog, but I appreciate that. That's really nice. So, Michael, tell us a little bit about what you're up to in terms of rugby, the National Rugby Football League. I know you've been at this thing for a long time. You're the founder back in 2014, and you were going to launch, and that kind of was put on hold. But tell us a little bit about what you're doing and what the process looks like right now here in January of 2022.
Thanks. Well, what we are doing is this is not something that you do overnight, okay, to be able to properly do it. And we have found that as we traveled the path here. But ultimately, our mission is to leverage the 200-year-old history of rugby, but with a new spin. And, of course, we're focusing on player stories, totally unique content. We will become basically an essential brand in a global sports landscape. So when you look at it, you have a 200-year-old sport that we are taking. And, of course, as you just mentioned, as you kick off segments of your show here, we're going to be talking about football and basketball. Those two sports would not be here were it not for the sport of rugby. They're direct descendants of it. You look at the DNA, it is in there. So we are taking this sport in truly Cargill fashion, and we are planting it in the richest, most fertile sports and entertainment soil in the world. And, of course, by doing that, we will be the preeminent, the dominant rugby league in the world. We'll literally be the champions of the world. And that's what we've been working on. It is taking place. We will be doing it. And so it's an exciting time.
Where do you get players from?
We get players from here in the U.S. and globally. But what we have done, no one else in the world has done this. You're familiar with NFL combines. We're the first to ever hold National Rugby Football League combines. And we held these across the U.S. Out of the Coliseum. We were there for a week. We were even here in the backyard. And the response was enormous. People came in from around globe and also here in the U.S. Over half of the players that we worked out hundreds of players. Over half of them were individuals coming from the NFL. And it was an incredible story. The world said to us, not only have you raised the athleticism bar, you are the bar. So we have an untapped, eternal fountain of players coming from NCAA as well as NFL. And our other sports, basketball, and the other sports, they're unparalleled out there when you look at the world.
Michael, so a lot of sports, you know, surprise me. For instance, soccer. And I think Maxie, I don't know where you stand on this, Maxie, but like when soccer was, they were trying to get soccer in North America and trying to get it going. And I didn't know that it really would work. I think it has worked extremely well. And it's really impressive what they've been able to accomplish with that sport. I sort of figure that you're looking at this the same way, whereas people might not be even all that familiar with rugby, but it's something that the North American side of things, the U.S. side of things, really would be willing to want to watch. And it's a global sport, of course. So are you banking on the idea that people, even though they're not very familiar with this sport of rugby very much, that this is something that really could catch on? And tell us a little bit about your executives as well that are part of this and the involvement of the Jeff Diamonds and many others.
Yes. There's no question. There's no question that America will have a love affair with the sport. They just have not been introduced to it at the highest level that we will be presenting it to them in. And, of course, it is not just a sport. It is sports. It is entertainment. It is media property. And that is all the markings that are necessary to capture the American sports fan. And we have a huge collection of rugby fans here in the U.S. Internationally, there's just under a billion fans that we will be tapping into. And so when you take those two parts and then also grabbing those crossover fans that will be coming from our other sports, and think about it, American football, over half of the United States is addicted to it. Well, this is football without the pads, the hurry-up offense, no huddle, and boom. So we know that they will love it.
Michael Clements is our guest talking rugby of all things right now. Where will they play? What kind of stadiums will they play in? And when will we see the first game?
We're looking at our stadiums that we'll be playing in, of course, are the stadiums that are here. As an example, in the backyard, being we're headquartered here, you have four stadiums here that when you look at them, we are huge content for these stadiums because they're totally underused. You go across the U.S. and you have the same thing. So we will be able to do that. We are looking at a 2024 launch of the league playing. However, right now we are in, as an example, we'll be out at the Super Bowl. We're doing a soft launch right now. We'll be out at the Super Bowl. Lee Steinberg is on board with us. We will be at kicking off there with a soft launch. So we really have some great executives that are on board with us. You look at Jeff Diamond, Steve LaCroix just came from the Minnesota Vikings as the CMO and their senior VP, Bo Jackson. There's a number of individuals from media that are with us. And when you look at what we have behind the scenes by way of leadership and what is brought here, the horsepower that is under hood is incredible. Right now we're doing a funding, and that is paramount because it's an opportunity for individuals to be able to come in and people that have wanted to own sports, be in a sport and entertainment property that are not billionaires. This is their opportunity right now because this is a limited time. This is going to be something that when it's closed, it's closed. But when you look at the forward movement on it, it's incredible. Just was talking the other day here, actually this week here, with a executive in the sports finance and investment world. And he said, Mike, he goes, you know, it's really funny. I sold a team. They sell teams. He says, I sold a team to an individual for a multiplier. And, of course, this is a wealthy individual. He says, we just named the price. It was a multiplier, the original price. And he says, I'll take it. And he goes, you know what? I look at these other things. I own a number of other things and businesses. I don't know where they're going to be in the next 5, 10, 15 years. But guess what? Sports is here, and it's here to stay, and it's always been. So when you look at that, that's what we're riding on. We know it'll be happening. But here in America, we have more horsepower under the hood than anybody. And it's time for us to take the sport of rugby and to deliver it and ultimately to present it into the Forbes top-ranked sport properties, which we know that we can because we have the people here. We have the wherewithal. We have the money. And it's just a matter of pulling everybody together. And, yes, it takes a minute, but it's well worth the time it takes.
And Michael, I will tell you, I'm so impressed when I look at the executives that are involved here. When you talk about investment, I'm curious, is this something where people are going to be able to buy individual teams or is this a centralized ownership? I think I know the answer, but I figured I would ask because I'm sure there are people out there listening that are impressed with what you're saying. They're impressed with what the future looks like for National Rugby Football League. So tell us a little bit about that ownership piece.
Yeah, what we have here, it's the NRFL Founders Group Fund. And the NRFL Founders Group Fund, it gives the investors the opportunity to purchase limited partnership interests into the Founders Group with the proceeds to be used to develop the first eight teams. So what you are essentially doing is that will be members of the NRFL. So you are buying into a single entity, as they call it, where the league owns everything. We own all the teams. On those first founding eight teams, you will own an undivided interest in all eight. After that, we will break off into the owner-operators. But this allows people that don't have the wherewithal or say, hey, I love this, I think this sounds great, I'd like to invest into sports. This allows them to be able to come in without having to operate and be in. Then ultimately later on, we will be breaking off into those 30-plus markets that we will be in where you will have owner-operators. But the beauty of it is when you come in, the old saw, hey, first in, those that the world is run by those that show up. You are in first. Guess what? All that filters back to you, and you can see when you look at what teams are valuations today, it's a really good position to be in.
Michael, appreciate it very much. Keep us updated on this venture, all right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time, gentlemen. And, hey, enjoy the rest of the day. Love the show. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.